There's always something happening on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Well, I'm a friendly stranger in a black sedan. I want to hop inside my car. To the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, baby. I'll take you any place you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. About that, I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. Got behind your sky. Good God in heaven, you know I love.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. Let's Lou Felicione and Steve Mayo. And behind the glass, the great Nikki Seramus. Hello, Steve. How are you? Nikki?
Hey, Lou. Great to be on again. And great to see you all. And Nick. And Chuck.
And Don. Don just left. I'm going to start the show off here because this last week is like a B-side science fiction crazy 60s movie that is a balloon that flies over the Pacific Ocean, goes into Alaska. From Alaska, it goes into Canada. From Canada, it comes back into America, into Montana. Then it goes southeast and winds up on the borderline of North Carolina and South Carolina, right offshore. Is this crazy or what? If this was the other way around, everybody... By the way, the phone number is 914-636-0110. If this was the other way around, that United States balloon would have been shot down in China, shot down in Korea, shot down in Russia. They would have been shot down from the beginning. And so what is the president of the United States says, Mr. Biden? He says, well, I said that. I told the Pentagon we should shoot it down, but the Pentagon says that we have to worry about somebody getting hurt. We should have never let it get that far. Why'd they let it get that far? Let's just put this out there, everybody. China is building islands in the Pacific 400 miles off the coast of America. Off the coast of China. 400 miles off the coast of China. To control the seas, the South Asian seas. All right? America, right now, they say it was a weather balloon, everybody. A weather balloon. But a weather balloon goes through missile territory in Alaska, goes to our northern border of Canada, into Montana, and through the Central America, where they'll have a lot of bases, Air Force bases, missile silo bases, or whatever, in North Carolina and South Carolina, big airfield bases in those states, or whatever. They're taking photographs. They're taking intelligence from us, United States. This is an act of war in my eyes. They should be held responsible for this. I don't know what when they get the recorder, whatever they find from this, what's going to come of it. But this is crazy that this was let go so long, a week. Steve?
Lou, I'm going to play this real light because I think you've presented the responsible side, not the hawkish side or the Republican or conservative side. I will just say... To understate it, your concern is warranted. I think it's ridiculous. I think we have a president who, anybody with his right mind, acknowledges he's the president. Whatever happened in the election is long past and not of sufficient worth to question anything about his standing. He is the president. He's the only president today. I've supported him. I supported him when he was against Mrs. Pelosi going to Taiwan. He's been right a fair number of times, and I think in some things he's been very good. In this, Lou, this is outrageous. You know, in the old days, in the old movies, there would be diplomatic protests, right? The diplomat would be slapping his opposite with a glove, at the very least. But to say this is a provocation, I think, is absolute understatement. Your statements have been very responsible. This at least deserves an explanation. And, Lou, here I go again. I'm going to stand up for President Trump because he was right a heck of a lot of times. And by this time, in a similar Trump controversy like this, Trump would have been on the phone with Xi, not his buddy, by all accounts, maybe closer with Russia. He would be on the phone with Xi and say, What's your explanation? What's going on? If President Biden's done this already, let's hear about it. But the feeling is strong that he's done nothing until then.
I totally agree with you, Steve.
Not that I want to give praise to Trump, because he has his skeletons and bad stuff about Trump, too. But this would have never went this far if Trump was president.
I don't think so.
Never went this far. As soon as they got into the airspace over Alaska, Trump would have did something.
I think
and
so.
And he wouldn't have even let to get to Canada and down into Montana and then through the whole southern states from there.
And if you want to take that lesson a little further, there was something about you raised to me before the show. There's a lot of danger. There is a lot of shooting and explosions and death in the Middle East, mainly Israeli victims, Israeli Christians, Muslims and Jews, victims of terror, executed by some Arabs, largely sponsored, we believe, by Iran. You've studied this much more than I have. I think all of this is evidence of weak leadership from Washington. This, too, is the responsibility of our president, the leading leader of the world, to stand up and say to evildoers, terrorists of the left or the right, Muslim, Jewish, or Christian, enough is enough, no further, we're taking a stand. We've got to be prominent in these controversies. And, of course, our first concern is national security and safety.
Of course.
But then important allies like Israel, and I would argue the U.K., France, and other Australia, other standby nations, we've got to be very loud and strong about it. I don't think we've seen it from President Biden. And it's not too late for him to stop. And this balloon is the best example.
Kerosene to the fire. There's a second balloon, they're saying, that's flying over South America and Latin countries or whatever. This is crazy. If they're measuring the airspace and they're measuring air patterns, and why is it? It's pretty funny that they're going over Central America and South America. So it's the whole corridor from Canada down to the tip, right there. So to me, if you're looking to start a war or go to war, strategic is from the lower part, from South America to get into Central America, into America, and from Canada to come down that way or whatever like that. Here's a country that's building airports, airfields out of sand in the middle of the South Asian seas, 400 miles off the coast of China.
Right.
They're building airstrips or whatever. Yeah. Now all of a sudden this... These things don't add up to me. I'm just a truck driver. I'm not a college grad. But these things don't add up to me, Steve.
Lou, China, and they've always been strong in technology. Go back in history, not just the 20th, 21st century. Their history, underreported, understudied in the United States, has been vast in exploration and science, papermaking. We know a lot of inventions go back to thousands of years ago. The Asian cultures, China, most prominently, have been undervalued and understudied. This should be no surprise to us. When you're building whole new islands in the Philippine Sea and other surrounding areas of China, and I think they may have something to say about that. Let them make an argument. But sending balloons over us is nothing. They can do that in their sleep.
Well, you mentioned something. 2 days before this balloon was taken off, the United States cut a deal with the Philippines that we took part of an air base in the Philippines, that we're going to put men there, airfields there, we're going to put tanks there and everything else there, storage there in that area. Now, a week, 2 days, 3 days later after this happens with the balloon. These things don't add up to me. These are all red flags in my eyes that are going up.
We have to think differently. I'll tell you, my inspiration intersects with your just made point. I spoke on the phone with my most left-wing relative, my dear youngest son. Very bright guy. He's an engineer. And we don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but I think we saw eye to eye on this balloon. We both agreed this is not an excuse for war, not a reason for war, but maybe it's time to look at our relations with China. Are we not exploiting opportunities for cooperation? Is it possible they feel threatened? This happens. Remember, we felt threatened during the Cuban Missile Crisis. We didn't like Russian technology 90 miles from our border.
Exactly.
Maybe that action you cite in the Philippines is a provocation to the Chinese. Maybe there's something to discuss there. Maybe we shouldn't have done it. Or at least let's raise it in diplomatic circles and let the American people know, you know what? The Chinese aren't always wrong.
Where is the United Nations on this? That great to question. Me, United Nations is there for, supposed to be for world peace, supposed to be there to, for people to talk. How come the United Nations didn't have a press conference? You're going over somebody's invasion their air privacy, invasion their country. This was an invasion of our country, and as I see this. Why is it the United Nations getting off their tushes and holding a General Assembly for this?
And not,
why not, Steve?
And not just the United States. Let's face it. You've cited Central American nations. Many members of the United Nations have legitimate concern over this balloon. Why isn't it being raised just for our hemisphere? It's a fair question. Why doesn't the United Nations speak up? And what politician in America will say, hey, you know what? We want to hear from the international body. That's what we're always been pledging and supporting. And I disagreed with President Trump. I was not in favor of cutting off the UN. I think there were some important points to be made, maybe about our overgenerous support financially. But the United Nations, I think, is a force for good. But let it do some good. In a case like this, they should be the lead proponent of restraint. And they should also be guarding the integrity of every member nation's borders.
I agree. All right, the phone number is 914-636-0110. Nikki, anybody on the line? All right, we're going to go to a break, and after the break, we'll get the phone calls.
What other things in the last week you want to cover tonight, Lou?
You wanted to say something, Steve, about a comment that was...
I'd rather save it to the last, only because it had something to do with a very complex subject.
All right.
Remember the debt?
Yes.
Pro and con, we covered in the last week or two. I may have misstated the facts. It's very confusing. The debt as a percentage of our gross domestic product, as a percentage annually of our federal budget. Big question I'm trying to clarify. Make it understood.
All right, we'll be right back after this break, everybody. Watching the tide roll away. Oh, baby, sitting on the dock of a bay. I left my home in Georgia. I headed for the Frisco Bay. Yes, I did. I had nothing to live for.
Where many different voices are heard in the land. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
I'm coming to you on a dirt road. Good landing. I got a truckload. Now don't you worry.
We're back, everybody. The phone number is 914-636-0110. And I'm told Joanne's on the line. Joanne, you there?
Yes, I am, Lou. How are you?
How are you doing, Joanne?
And how is Steve?
Steve can speak for himself. I'm mouthing my own words lately.
I'm asking him.
I'm teasing you. I'm just kidding. Please, let me kid. I feel great. Great to be on the air, as good. Always, and God great bless. Talking to you.
And you know what, Steve? I heard you sneak in there the fact that one son is, you know, on the opposite side, so to speak.
I will tell you, he's always armed with the facts. He does his research. There's no easy scores there. He's a very sharp kid.
Right. Well, that's great, you know, because I have a couple of kids. Well, right. Thank God. And I just say, when you said that, I said, thank God, because I have one daughter that's, like, unbelievable. She just fights with everybody all day long.
But you know what?
Get rid of those friends. You don't need them. They're not friends.
But I'm telling you, I think diversity in your own family is good. Ideological is fine. My other two kids are a little more to the middle or right, and that's fine with me as long as it's civil.
Yep. Yep. So. Exactly. You're right. Right. As long as everything is civil. But otherwise, let's see. I just want to say that, you know, a lot of what's going on, of course, it's insanity. But when you have someone like James Clyburn, you remember, he's a Democrat from South Carolina.
Yes.
Does that sound familiar,
yep.
James Clyburn?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He just made a tremendous statement, and I couldn't even believe he was serious, that this has been the most productive administration since 1965. And he thinks that Biden is right on the money, and he likes Kamala Harris, too. Now, what do you make of that?
I think he needs a mental evaluation.
I think so. He was dead serious when he said it. I thought it was a joke. Okay.
Wasn't he more specific than that? Did he say in terms of, like, spending
or new program in particular?
Mostly, he just said this whole administration and everything that they do. And I have unfortunately run into a lot of people, and including those on TV, you know, news, whomever, different, that think that there's nothing wrong and Biden's doing everything right. And then this is big, BLM. Now all of a sudden they're up and, you know, jumping again, and they said that the leader is demanding that Biden defund and abolish, in fact, police again. Imagine that. Two words right from, I'm going to say right from television, because they were right from the news. And, you know, there are no lies there. I mean, I just can't even believe it. Crazy, right?
Well, all I can tell you is, if some equally extreme organization on the right, such as, I don't even want to sully, Lou, the Tea Party. They were relatively moderate. But the famous Proud Boys, overstated Proud Boys, if they came out with some stupidity, I would call on Republicans, whoever even saw one of them, to say, I don't want your support. I don't never craved your support, and I have to publicly part with you. You deserve embarrassment. That does not represent mainstream opinion. I'd like to see Democrat politicians take a similar attitude. I'm not against all BLM. I think part of that strain is trying to advance maybe an agenda that hasn't gotten attention in the past. I'll even say on the left, Lou, the Antifa. There are some points to be made as long as they're not violent. But when extreme statements are made like that, especially discredited, unhelpful to the public policy stances against normal policing, I think Democrats and Republicans have to speak up.
Yeah, we've got to get somebody to speak up somewhere, because this is getting crazy. And Biden is patting himself on the back right now, thinking he did a great thing, even though he knew this a week ago. But he did jump in and demanded that it be done Wednesday, and they said no, they would like to wait a little bit, and they waited till Saturday, you know, about the balloon.
You got to wonder that his waiting so long might have made them bolder.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Exactly.
But when he should have made the comment from the beginning, when they were crossing into airspace in Alaska, which is more of a very dense area, whatever like that. So you're not going to, if they blow the balloon up over there, something falls, nobody's going to get hurt. But when you go into the general population, when your big cities in Montana and Central America, and throughout those states and into the south there, in North and South Carolina, shooting it down there, I could see that, because to wait for it to go over the water. This should have been done before it got to that far or whatever like that. And they should have held China. They should, like Steve said earlier, he should have been on the phone with, one thing about Trump, if you like him or dislike him, but Trump would have been right on this from the beginning, would have called says, listen, what the hell are you doing on our country? What is this thing? And he would have told Trump it was a weather balloon, a weather survey or whatever like that. Prove it to me, it's a weather survey.
Call him on it.
That's what he would have, exactly right, call him on it. And that's what Trump would have did. And he didn't do this.
Absolutely.
Biden didn't do this because he has to play to the progressive side of the party,
I guess,
or whatever.
Right.
And that's how I see it. I could be wrong, how I see it.
Do you think you're right and he's a puppet.
Okay, do you think sending it over Alaska, this is really far out, but most of the news today is far out, is he disputing our holding or owning of Alaska? I mean, you got to look beneath the headlines. What is he saying by this? Is this just an accident, or is this just a stray balloon, or are they challenging belonging in our own country?
I think they're trying to push the tape as far as they can push it. That's my opinion, Steve.
Seems to be.
I'm sorry. I think so. I think you're absolutely right that they are trying. Listen, they started there, then they went there. They had one coming up from South America also. And then there was a third, and then the third was the main. But I think that they're loaded. Now the fact that they did it in the over the water, busted it, I think that there's a lot we will not see. They say they're pulling up some, you know, remnants and whatever, but I don't think we'll be able to see too much. I think Montana was the place because there's a lot of open land out there.
Exactly. All right, Joanne.
Perhaps should. Can I just say one thing and take off subject right now?
Go ahead.
Real quick. Thank you, because you guys get a large audience. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I was doing a clothing drive and blanket drive for Jim Caloran because of he's had so many fires at once, and there are so many people consequently out. I'm talking about. I mean, people in the street.
Hello?
Well,
yeah,
Joanne.
What happened,
Joanne? Just call back if you hear this.
Joanne, call back or leave a number with the engineer, and we'll put that number
right on.
We'll put you right on. All right?
Something must have happened.
What else are we looking at, Lou?
Oh, well, we're going to go to Bruce. Bruce, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Do we have a little bit of time?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Go ahead, Buster.
All right. Well, I wanted to get to the big picture. I think what we're watching here is a second proxy war. All right?
Explain.
Proxy war is when you have someone else do your fighting.
Yep.
Russia is fighting on behalf of China. And we're the chumps. All right? In a proxy war, you get somebody else. You supply money. You supply equipment. And somebody else does your fighting. China's supplying Russia a lot, and Russia's doing China's fighting.
I don't think I buy that too much, Dennis.
Well, let me keep going.
Let me tell you the reason why I don't. Russia right now is having a hard time with Ukraine. Nobody thought Ukraine would stay there for a year. Who thought when this whole thing started, Ukraine was going to be a year in war with Russia? I can't buy that theory.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
How much of our equipment are we using? How much of our oil reserves have we burned up? We can't even replace what we're sending over there. We're getting weaker and weaker every week.
Oh, I knew the reserves are going down. They're at 70% right now.
And the distraction, certainly, just mentally, is huge. How about reliance of Russia on Chinese sources and supplies?
Yeah. All right. We get a lot of stuff from China. Why wouldn't Russia?
We get a lot of stuff from China. Oh, my God. Don't get me started, Bruce. My household gets a lot of stuff from China.
Right.
And I can't restrain it because, you know what? To be fair, my daughter says, hey, Dad, you can't buy this stuff here. It's not made here. I understand, but we got to stand somewhere.
Right. Okay, now, the other thing is, from China's viewpoint, they want to find out our Achilles heel, you know, our weakest point. You test the weakest points. All right? You send a little balloon over to check what are we going to do for defense. You shoot the electrical grid transformers all over the place. You measure the results. You test the financial transaction systems. You promote electronic money to get away from paper money, silver money, any other kind of money. You go to electronic money. All right? Our entire transportation system is dependent on electricity. Now we're going to electric cars, going to electric trucks. How do you defeat the United States? You turn off the electricity.
They kill the grid. They kill America. That's it.
Great risk there. Let me ask you this. How about General Minahan? Remember him, the four-star general, a couple of weeks back saying, 2 years. 2 years till Chinese, not even parity, but exceeding us on almost every measure of international battle readiness.
Right.
Do you think this follows it? Was he predicting this, or is this separate and apart?
I think if China goes after our electrical grid, and by the way, balloons are the most effective way to put out a pulse bomb. We found out by accident a number of years ago at 81,000 feet, we blew a nuclear bomb off to see what would happen. The pulses that came out of it were totally unexpected. Blows out all the satellites. We didn't know that back then. We found out. You come across with a balloon, you pop off a nuke up at 60, 80, 81,000 feet are the ones we did. At 81,000 feet, our grid is down. We have no electricity, pal.
The idea is, Bruce, Lou, to me, diabolical. Showing our weakness or showing our failure to confront with a very existent old technology, balloons. Balloons go back to the 18th century. It's weird and it's chilling to me.
Well, the Civil War used balloons, you know, to check out your enemy.
Observation, sure.
Chinese are using balloons to check out their enemy. They haven't changed a lot.
And we have no measure to counter that or even the willingness to confront it rhetorically at the United Nations?
And that's what I'm saying, Bruce. Why is the United Nations holding a general meeting assembly for this? This is an invasion of airspace. And like what you said, if you did something like that, a nuke, and you controlled... And you control the satellites. So if they press a button on us, we don't have the right to press a button on them because the satellites, the generators are down or whatever. The satellites who run these things are down. So it's crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what. That balloon proved to me that we got a leadership that's been bought and paid for.
Bruce, you want to hang on?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, hang on, Bruce. We got to take a break.
I think.
And this is Lou and Steve. We got Mitchell.
This is Lou Flacion, Steve Mayo Show with you Mondays 5:30. Call us 914-636-0110.